You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Now, obviously, the big hack on the Federal Office of Personnel Management has been in the news lately, but it's not the first major cyber attack affecting a government agency. In a new series published this week in the Financial Times, two reporters, Kara Scannell and Gina Chon, detail some other disturbing attacks on the U.S. government against the Postal Service, the IRS, White House email systems, and even the Department of Energy. You know, the folks who look after our nuclear weapons. The series is called Cyber Insecurity. Today, Kara Scannell joins me to talk about just how big a problem the government's insecurity really is. Hi, Kara. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I'm sure no one's surprised that there are government inefficiencies when it comes to technology, but at what point does this become an actual national security issue?
I think with the OPM hack, this might be a particular moment where it hits to the issues of national security. Officials say that it was the Chinese that hacked into the network and that their goal is to build a database of Americans so that it can be used for blackmailing of people if they want to get someone inside a company to help with stealing intellectual property, or just to even map out who everyone is in the U.S., who their connections are, and who they might know overseas. But one of the big issues the federal government has, as is the private sector, is that they are working on such old technology and such old systems that some things can't be encrypted because they won't read.
Right.
So the federal government needs a complete overhaul of its architecture.
And how likely do you think that is after doing this reporting, after seeing some of the squabbles over budgeting? I mean, is it even possible to bring the government up to speed in any kind of rapid fashion?
I think that's a really, really big ask. I mean, Congress and getting the budget is an uphill battle. People don't want to put money into something that doesn't show immediate response. And so I think that's part of the issue. It's been, you know, kind of underfunded. And Congress did pass a law last year, which will give the chief information officer within the agencies some actual say on his own budget, which apparently was not the case before. So that should help some matters.
Wow.
But we're not talking about gobs of money going, you know, into, you know, IT to then create, you know, a brand new platform.
So maybe the theft of the extremely personal records of 22 million people will start a fire. Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, you do hear from people, both current and former, who are like, I'm part of that. And there's a sense of outrage that's starting to take shape because I don't think people really thought of these hacks as something that affected them. And then now you see, okay, 22 million people, current government officials, lawmakers who decide budgets are all part of that. So there's, you know, maybe now is the moment that we'll see a shift.
Maybe, like they say, all politics is local. Kara Scannell is a reporter with the Financial Times. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.